Okay. So we're moving from the last Masechta that we're doing to Yevamos, no longer in the Brisker Rav. Now we're doing the big red volume of Yevamos. So on Yud Gimel and the Beis, the Gemara quotes a Machlokes Tanayim from later on. We'll come to the Machlokes Tanayim. The Gemara says, Amar Reb Shimon Pazi, my time at the Beis Shammai, dechsev losia eishes hameis hachus liishzar, chutza mechlad ikab penimis, v'amachman losia, ubeis hilom, imbay lechter Rav Yehud Amarav, da'amarav Yehud Amarav, minayin shen kedushin tovzim biyavama. How do we know there's no tfisas kedushin by a Yevama? Shnemar losia eishes hameis hachus liishzar. So you can't use the pasuk for what Reb Shimon Pazi says, it's used for a different drasha. It's used for the fact that there's no tfisas kedushin by a yevama l'shuk. The Gemara Darshan is lo siya ba havaya lazar. So it's lo siya eishes hameis hachutz alistar. This drasha is interesting because the machlokas revolves around the word siya. Siya is often in Chazal, ein ba havaya, yesh ba havaya. Here, we'll see soon what the machlokas is about in terms of the lo siya. So lo siya ba havaya lazar, that if she should try to get married to a zar, there just simply won't be havaya. There will be no tefisas kedushin. So there's a limud from this pasuk of Yevam Lashuk that there's no tefisas kedushin. So that's machlokas Rav and Shmuel from Daf Tzadi Beis Amud Beis. There Shmuel says that in such a case, neither one disagrees fully, but Shmuel says, Tzricha get me safik. The safik that Shmuel has is, do we hold that this is a lav, lo sihya, it's coming to tell you a lav of Yevam Lashuk, or that it's coming to tell you there's no tefisas kedushin. So misafik, your tzricha get, because it may be that it's just a lav and there is tefisas kedushin, lirabana, not Rabbi Kiva. However, Rav Svir laid the lobin on get, because it's in kedushin tofsin, but that's the drasha we just quoted in our Gemara on Daf Yud Gimel. So I don't have much to add over here, but maybe just a couple of marmakomus that are interesting in terms of this drasha. If you look on Taisus on Daf Mem Tesem and Beis, we've spoken about this Amud before. So on Mem Tesem and Beis, Taisus are Medayik and Rashi there. Rashi's Dibur Maskel Ikishmuel. Gemara's Cheshbening Shmuel and Rav there, so it's Ikishmuel. So the Taisus are Medayik in Rashi that according to Rav, in case that wasn't confusing enough, is Tosis being Medayik and Rashi, Dibur Maskel about Shmuel, about Rav. So you can try to hold cup in that later. It's kind of like a Yivum case. So so they're Medayik that Rashi holds within Rav that it's lo tafsi ba kedushin and leka lav. Meaning Rashi holds that the machlokas or the safik, however you want to say it over here, is not whether there's a lav and no tfisas kedushin, but rather whether there's a lav or no tfisas kedushin. That's or, not and. So for Shmuel, there's a safik whether it's tfisas kedushin. Okay. For Rav, since there's no tfisas kedushin, he's using that pasuk of lo siya to tell you there's no havaya, but not that there's a lav. Very interesting case. Meaning you would have thought, obviously everyone agrees it's a lav. The question is there also no tfisas kedushin? Rashi seems to think those are mutually exclusive ideas. And according to Rashi, if it's a tfisas kedushin, like Rav holds, then Rav also holds it's not a lav because that pasuk is coming to say leis bahavaya. Tosfos disagree with this. Tosfos assume that everyone agrees there's a lav. The machlokas is only whether the pasuk, this is what we would have thought. The machlokas is only whether the pasuk is coming to tell you, and not only is it a regular lav, but there's even no tfisas kedushin. But they point out Rashi disagrees. You look in Tosfos on Yevama, Sadi Beis Men Beis, they're metzayin what they said over here on Mem Tes. That's how you find it. They're lishitasim. The Rambam is interesting. The Rambam in Ishus, Dalid, Yudalid, paskins like Shmuel, that in such a case, it's Yevam Lashuk, so she's tzricha get misafik. And then if you look in Yibam Chalisa and Beis Yud Ches, the Rambam paskins that a person who is a zar, who is Baal, al Yevam Lashuk, he's loka ala mishum lav, a lav of Yevam Lashuk. So it's clear in the Rambam which way he held, right? The Rambam is saying, I hold that, we'll come back to this, what this means exactly, but I hold tzricha get misafik, meaning there's a safik, maybe there's no tfisas kedushin, like Shmuel, and yet he also holds that there's a lav. So he has the tzad that there's no tfisas kedushin, also that there's a lav. It's clear that the Rambam is saying, like Tosfos, Elamai, he's misupuk, whether you say Ein Ba'avaya, but certainly there is a lav. Yeah. So Lechora, I mean, he didn't set it up exactly this way, but Lechora, this is what he's driving at. Lechora, the Nafkamina here, the Minchas Chinuch spells it out, I'll read you some of the words, but again, it doesn't connect all the dots, but Lechora, this is what he's hinting at. The Nafkamina between these two possibilities, which sounds like a Machlokas in theory, whether there's a lav or just a Leis Ba'avaya, Lechora, the Machlokas is... has major ramifications in terms of when the Shas Isser is, or how we don up the Isser of Biyasivam Leshuk. We'll talk about, you know, the Rambam in Kol Torah Kulo sums one way. We usually assume that when it comes to Bias Asuros, that the Isser is violated when there's Kiddushin Ubia, right? When there's Kiddushin and Bia. There are certain exceptional cases, where the Isser is violated Rei B'Shaz Bia alone. So what about this case, Yivam Leshuk? Is that going to be violated specifically when a person accomplishes or tries to accomplish Kiddushin and Bia? Or is that limited in that case? It's one of the exceptions that even if a person just tries to accomplish Bia, that's already going to be a violation of the Isser of Yivam Leshuk. So the Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Tafkav Tzadi Zayin, so he has a little bit about this. He tells us, he has some diukim. He writes, Kazva Rambam, Im Nises Le'acher Ubal Loka Huvihi. So the Minchas Chinuch says, Umashe Kasav Nises La'acher L'shitaso Azil, because in Perek Tesvav and Yud Zayin and Hilchus Zerebia, he says, Kol Chayvei Lavin Eino Loka Bebal Levad, it's not Talim Bia alone, Rak Tzarech Kedushin Gamkein. So here too, by Yivam Leshuk, it needs to be Kedushin Ubia. That's why the Ram says Nises. It says Nises is Lav Dafka. It doesn't mean Nises. It means any form of Ishus. So Kedushin is a form of Ishus. So Kidesh Ubal, like any other case of Yisurei Bia, the Ram says you're over, but if it was just Baal, no. So here, the Minchas Chinuch spells it out. Posek HaRambam, the Yivam HaLashuk, Tofsin BaKedushin, Rak Misafik, the Losiya. Uvimakom She'en Kedushin Tofsin, B'chai V'lavin, Lokan Ala Bi'il Levada. Kemosh HaKas V'Ram Per Gezayin, Achkan De'efshad, the Tofsin Kedushin, Im Kein, Eno Loka, Rak B'Kedish, Gamkein. So he says, the Rambam does hold that in a case where there's no Tfisas Kedushin, Bia alone should be the Machayiv. Elamai, there's a Safik of Tfisas Kedushin in the case of Yom Lashuk. So chaps and afkamina for the time of when the Isser is violated. If she was mamish, there was no tefisas kedushin like Rav says, then as long as there was Bia, that's already going to be the Isser of Yom Mashuk. There's certainly an Isser, lo siya. There's certainly an Isser. So the Isser is violated, even though there's no Havaya, the Isser is violated. When? B'shaz Bia. However, if you hold like Shmuel, which is what we said before, the Rambam Paskin's like, that there's a Lav and there's a Suffik, whether it's tefisas kedushin, out the side of the suffix that she might have a tefisas kedushin, you need kidesh ubal. So the Rambam lishitaso that he says you need kidesh or nises ubal by the Yivam Leshuk as well. What the Minchas Chinuch is medayik is that the Sefer HaChinuch is so same over here and just says baal. The Sefer HaChinuch says baal Yivam Leshuk is already over. So either the Sefer HaChinuch has a different opinion. Usually that's not the case. Usually he says like the Rambam. The other possibility is that the Sefer HaChinuch told us this klal in an earlier mitzvah. So it's possible that he's just being somech on what he said earlier, that we know by Baal, we don't mean Baal, we mean Kideshu Baal, like every other case of Yisurei Bia. Yeah. Again, another Ha'ara, just small points over here. Yesh Lachkor in this Gzer Sakasev of Tefisas Kedushin. What's the pshat that there's no Tefisas Kedushin by the Yivam Leshuk? So there's really two possibilities. One possibility is that the normal case of a Lav, not like Rabbi Kiva, like the Rabbanan, normal case of a Lav, it's chamer, you shouldn't do it if you're an Orthodox Jew. Even if you're not an Orthodox Jew, you shouldn't do a lavin. But it's a chamer thing, but okay, but it's going to be chal. It's going to be chal kedushin. Certain chai b'krisos, whoa, those are very chamer, so all of a sudden there's no tefisas kedushin. We'll lean another touch on the concept we've spoken in the past, Rabbi Chanan and then Rabbi Shimon Shkap about, you know, what is mafkia, the kedushin, for tefisas kedushin. But it's definitely the chamiris, whether it's the shem chamiris, the shem chamiris, or whether it's the iser hachamer, it's definitely mafkia the kedushin. Fine, but by a lav, it's not chamer enough that it's mafkia kedushin. So what's the pshat by Yivam Leshuk? So is it possible that the Torah is telling you that usually a lav is only so chamer, but lo siya, it's a chamerdik a lav that the iser of Yivam Leshuk is so chamer that there's no tefisas kedushin? That's one possibility. We'll see soon. Maybe that's Mashman the Rishonim. The other possibility is that it's not that the lav is so chamer, but rather that the zika is ma'akev, ma'akeves. It's not that the lav is so chamer that it's mafkia, the kedushin, and therefore you can't have a tefisas kedushin, but rather the zika has a hold, has a grip on this lady, so much so that you can't be tofes makom by her. You can't be kona her. You can't be mekadesh her, because she already has a kedushin. She's already locked in to the abam, and you can't break into that relationship. So in the Sefer Birkas Avram, he has this Chakira as well. So he quotes Rashi on Memtes, which we said before, the Rashi from Ike Shmua, but the Rashi in Ike Rav says that Lefi Rav, the Vlad will be a Mamzer. So from that, he shows a possibility that the pshat in the isser over here, it's not that the lav is so chamer. The pshat is that the zika is ma'akev, that there's no tfisas kedushin. He says that tosos, there's no hechrech either way. Okay.
Because
there's Mamzeris, you see that there's no Tfisas Kedushin, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. But we know from Rashi already from before, yeah, I didn't spell the thought, right? We know from Rashi from before that Rav doesn't have a lav. Sorry. So Rashi before, Tosas pointed out to us that according to Rav, if there's no Tfisas Kedushin, there's no lav, and there's no Tfisas Kedushin. Remember we said the Tosas understood differently? So if Rashi holds that there's no lav, but there's no tfisas kedushin, that means the lack of tfisas kedushin can't be because the lav is so chamer, because there's no lav. Thank you. The lack of tfisas kedushin, which results in mamzeris, has to be according to Rashi, because there's some ikuv in the zika that it prevents the tfisas kedushin from being chal. That's what I was saying before. It's nageya to the Rilachanan about what's a mafkia kedushin. It's the chamirus of the iser. Or is it the shame erva doesn't allow for tefisas kedushin? Okay, just one ha'ara l'chora. The Beis Halevi in Tshuvas already had this chakira and stood on it, as they say in Hebrew translated to English, in the Rambam. The Gemara tells us in Sota Yechasam Beis Amar of Hamnuna Shomeres Yabim Shezinsa Asur Liyavama. So this should l'chora be an obvious nafkamina, right? Shomeres Yabim Shezinsa. She was a Shomeres Yabim and she was Mizanet. Mizana, asur liyavama. So now she's asur. So Tais is there. Say that this is not limited to Rabbi Kiva. You could have said this is shita Rabbi Kiva. Shomeris yavam is yavam l'shuk. So yavam l'shuk is a lav. Rabbi Kiva holds that a lav is arayus. I mean, we're calling it loosely that based on what Tais is about to say. A lav is basically arayus, and therefore there's no tefisas kedushin. If she's mizana, it's a regular case of znus, and she should be asura. So Tosfos there say, but it's not limited to Rabbi Kiva. It applies even according to the Rabbanon who disagree with Rabbi Kiva. And shiny Yavam Lashuk. Yavam Lashuk is different. Why? Dechsiv ba lo siya. Lo sehei ba havai lazar. Alma dekra mashvila ke'erva. Velo tafsi ba kedushin mishum da'agida be v'havya ka'arusasa shezinsa. So you could spend time on the three parts of how Tosfos said that. Mashvila ke'erva. Did lo tafsi ba kedushin, like which came first. Mishum de agida bay vahavya ki arusasa shezinsa, because she tied to him. So the agida bay I could have been medayik is because of the zika. She's already tied to someone else, and therefore there's no tefisas kedushin. But Tosfos are clear. They're saying there's some sort of erva here, like an arusa mamish, and therefore she's asura liyabam if she's mizana. Good. That's all pashut. The problem is that the Rambam who paskins that there's a suffik whether there's tefisas kedushin, and therefore tzricha get me suffik, like we said from Shmuel. On the other hand, in Perek Beis of Yibim Chalitza Halacha Chaf, the Rambam paskins Shomeres Yabim Shezinsa is not Ne'eseres Al Yabim. But Lechor, it's a clean, again, if he held like Rav, she should for sure be Ne'eseres Al Yabim. Let's say he holds like Shmuel. It's Suffik Tfisas Kedushin. So she should be Suffik Ne'eseres Al Yabim, right? There should be a Suffik Isser on the Yabim if she was Mizana. So the Rambam's Lechorah Soser himself over here. So the Beis HaLevi says, no, it's all good. Because the Rambam assumes, correct, you're right, that there's a suffix, whether there's tefisas kedushin. But alatzada, there's no tefisas kedushin. What's the pshat in that? So if the pshat in that is that since she's an erva, because the Torah is mashvila erva, like Taisa say, because Losia says, again, you have to figure out how to say it in English, but Losia says there's no tefisas kedushin because she's like an arusa, therefore she's an erva, then I hear the kasha. There should at least be a suffix erva over here, and a suffix iser to the abim if she was mizana. That makes a lot of sense. But it says the Beis HaLevi, that's not the pshat in the Rambam. The Rambam's sad has suffix. That she is that there's no tefisas kedushin by the shemeres yabam is not because of a din erva that she has by her. It's because there's a kinyan of the yabam in the yavama, which is lechora, which is another way of saying what we were saying before, that there's a ikuv from the zika against the other guy trying to be mekadesher. So I'm trying to be tofis makam, I'm trying to be mekadesher, but I can't because she's already mekudeshes to a yabam, partially mekudeshes, zika mekudeshes. Okay, well. We'll learn about Yavamas three times. We won't know what that means, but we know it means that there's some sort of relationship between them. That's so much that there can't be a second kinyan in her. Someone else tries to be Mekadisher, it's not going to work. That's the lack of tefisas kedushin. Not because the lav is like Arayos in this case. It's nothing to do with Arayos. And therefore, even though there's a suffix, whether it's tefisas kedushin, the suffix is not based on erva, and therefore the fact that she's Mizana doesn't result in her being Ne'eseres Liyabam. This is a Moshe Soloveitchik, meaning That's a Shver Gemara. But better off with a Shver Gemara than a Shver Rambam. So we're happy with the Beis Halevi. But, you know, Rav Hamnuna's Shita is either different than the Rambam, or he holds as Machlokas Amorayim about this. You know, Tzarechin had to fit into the Gemara and Sota. But that's what the Beis Halevi says. So, Lechor, it's the same Chakir that we're clearing as well. What's the Pshat in this Isser of Losia by Yavam Lashuk, that there's no Tevisas Kedushin, or Al Hatzad, there's no Tevisas Kedushin in a Safik? Is the Pshat that it's because she's a Rayos? Or no, the Pshat, she's not a Rayos. But Kedushin can't be Chal, because she's already Meshubah, she's already Zakuka, to the Yavam. Yeah, moving over to Yadal Amar Aleph.
Right. To the Yavam. It's never because of any...
Right. Where the Rambam would not say what Rav Hamnuna said. That's for sure. Mm-hmm. So did Rav Hamnuna have a different shita about what the pshat in not tefizos kedushin? Is there a machlokas amarayim there, and therefore it's a machlokas amarayim, like Rav Meir Simcha would like that type of Torah, right? There's a machlokas amarayim, that's a machlokas rishonim, which is a chakir in the achronim. It works out perfectly. So maybe that's true. Maybe that's true in the Shakavataria. You don't get that impression in the Gemara there, because they just bring proofs and disproofs for Rav Hamnuna, but they come out like Rav Hamnuna. I don't think you see a second shita there. But there might be another Gemara. You might think it's a stam of the Gemara elsewhere. Maybe a Sifri Zuta. I don't know. Could be anything. Okay. The Gemara Nivamas on Yadalad. Yeah. So the Gemara tells us, Misavris Asu Beis Shami Kedivrei, and we heard about the Machlokas in terms of Leskodu, the Machlokas Beis Shami Beis Hila. So in the context of Asu Velo Asu, the Gemara suggests two possibilities. E bias ema la acher baskol, mandam la asu da hanafka baskol. So one possibility in the suggestion of the Gemara here is that the question we're discussing in terms of the story is la acher the baskol. The baskol came out and said halacha kebeis hillel. You didn't mention the baskol. Okay, but the halacha came out and said the baskol came out and said halacha is like beis hillel. So la acher ha baskol. Lo asu, they didn't do kidivrehem beis shami, because we already heard the baskel. We know what the psak is, so we have to follow beis hillel, the ha nafka baskel. Mandamar asu, what do you do with the mandamar who says they did do like their shita? No, Rabbi Yoshua he. They hold like Rabbi Yoshua, like we know from Tanur Shalach Nai, the Amar ain mashgichim bebaskel, who holds that we don't listen to a baskel, we don't pass in shilas based on a baskel. So Taisus here affect the kasha. Taisus has the same kasha in Mesechus above Metzia and Tess as well. Vim Tomar. It's in Dibra Maskel Rabbi Yoshua. Vim Tomar. Umay Shna Delo Kaimelon Kebaskel Rabbi Lazar. How come by Rabbi Lazar, we don't hold like the Baskel that came out and said, oh, Rabbi Lazar is correct about the Tanur Shalachnai. We don't hold like that. We hold against the Baskel. Ein Mashkichim Baskel. Lo Bashamayim Hi. Ela Amrina Bekol Dochti Deshmuzehu. Ve Ein Halacha Kamoso. Rather, we hold that Rabbi Lazar was a Shmuzi. Okay. Machlokas Rishonim, what that means. He was a Talmud Beis Shammai, or he was, what's it called, put into, what's the word, Cherem, but,
Shamta.
Yeah, Shamta, exactly. So that's a Machlokas in terms of that, but we don't hold like him, obviously. Uch Baskel de Beis Hillel, Kaimel on the Halach Beis Hillel. We do hold like Beis Hillel on the Baskel. So when do we hold like a Baskel? When don't we hold like a Baskel? So the Yesh Lomar says, Taisus two Terutzim. They have a common theme, we'll see in a second. Two Terutzim. Yishum de Baskel de Belezer, lo yatsa el l'chvaydai. So one possibility is that, we do hold the baskels, but we hold up shtarka baskels. This was a shvacha baskel. This baskel just came out, nebuch. You know, Rabbi Lezer is shrying in public, minashamayim yochichu. It would be kind of like an awkward silence if nothing happened afterwards. So the Ribbono Shel Olam was chasan his kavod, and he sent a baskel to corroborate, quote-unquote corroborate, Rebbe Lazar. But it didn't really mean the halakha accords with Rebbe Lazar. It was just trying to be nice to Nebuch that he shouldn't be embarrassed that he called for Siat Dishmai and didn't get it. Agav. Well, I'll say this after the Inami. Inami. Bahi baskel shahaisek neged rabim derabana nahabu ruba devadin halakha. Abel baskel de beis hillel de kaim lo mishum dehav beis hillel ruba. El de beisham mechad ditfei. So the second answer in Taisus is no. It was a good baskel. It was a regular baskel. It wasn't mishum kvodesh Rav Lezer. Elamai, it was combating another halachic fact over here. The other klal hapsak over here is that we follow a rov against a miut, against a yachid. And here, there was a rov against Rav Lezer. So when you have a baskel, a shtarka baskel, but it's against a rov, we're going to pass like the rov. When it comes to Beis Hillel Beishamai, Beis Hillel also had a rov in their direction. Elamai, the baskel corroborated and assisted that rov. Beis Shammai had a factor that Mechad Deitfei, we didn't know how to poshate that, so we had a baskel weigh it out. But Lemaisa, the baskel was with the rov. So really in either answer, it happens to stand out more in the first answer, but in either answer, what is... Oh. What is the pshat that the Baskel came out if it wasn't going to be the halacha? Right, the Baskel comes out and says, halacha k'rav lezer. But we know either because it was a fake Baskel or because it was against the rov, that was not going to be the psak halacha, correct? So why would the Ribbono Shel Olam send the Baskel that was the loke hilchaza? So I'm, look, over the pshat is, I remember, so I don't worry, it's not pre-canned. It's not like I gave this shir, but I've mentioned this tosis in the past. So at the lighthouse shir on Wednesdays with the Sephardim last year, so we were talking about Lobash Maimhi, so I mentioned this tosis, and they asked me that question. So I thought the answer was, it's a nisayon. The Ribbono Shel Olam sent a nisayon that, not a nisayon for Blezer. Blezer was the beneficiary of it. No, it was a nisayon for the Rabbanan, that they should stand strong, that even when a Baskel comes out of Shemayim, and says that they're wrong, you'll still stand strong. And nitzchuni b'ni vanai nitzchuni, that they did stand strong. They stood the test of the Baskel and they won. They held on to the nitzchiras haTorah the way they understood it, and they won the battle. But the lechora was like a Hashem being Manasseh was testing them. Either way, what comes out of Tosas, regardless of which day you have, is that you can have a Baskel paskan shayla. It's just a question of circumstance. In the case of Rebbe Lezer, either it wasn't a real Baskel, it was Mishim Klodo, or in the case of Rebbe Lezer, it was against a Rov. But if you had a good starka Baskel, and it was not against a Rov, we would paskan like a Baskel. It's no problem. So Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer has in a few places, but he has Shtikl Torah in Sefer Menuchas Shalom. The exact same Shtikl Torah is copy and pasted in two Chlakim in Menuchas Shalom. That's interesting to me, but okay. But in Chelek Test is the one that I read. So he collects literally 20 Rishonim who agree with Tosus that it's possible to have Psak Halacha based on a Baskel, based on Nevuah. And he even says that he has a Kuntres that's ready to be Holech LeBeis HaTfus, titled, you're going to love this, titled, Lo, Bashamayim Hi, the dash in between. That the Rov Mini Nubinin, the Rishonim, is that we say the Torah is Yeh Bashamayim Hi. It's against the pasuk, okay, I hear. But it's Yeh B'Shamayim, maybe the trup is different. I don't know if that's the Vilna going for these type of Divrei Torah. But it's Yeh B'Shamayim Hi. We can have a case where Shamayim comes down and passes the Shaila. I looked on Otzer this morning. I just searched his name. I didn't see a country that's called Lo B'Shamayim Hi. It could be it's included in another Sefer, or it could be he hasn't published it yet. I don't know. But he said it was ready to go to the Beis HaTfus. I just don't know if it made it there yet. I am familiar with Beis HaTfus, but this one I'm not. So that's Tosfos, and that's what he has a whole din over there, what Rashi holds, which is very interesting as well, because Rashi seems to be so certain himself about this. Yeah. It was called Lo B'Shamayim Hi. Is that what you're...
The Karen Oris says the Pshat in the Gemara Yad Zion about the Talmudim losing their Kedushas Yisrael is that there was some sort of Psak Alpi Nevuah that Chazal were allowed to do it. So would Nevuah be the same thing as Malachim?
Yes, seemingly. We have to figure out what that Psak was and whether it's a problem here. But yes, Nevuah and Baskel, at least as of now, you'll see in a second, maybe not, but at least as of now, Baskel and Nevuah would seem to be the same thing. Yeah. Ulam. If you look in the Rambam, which this is what Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer points out, he's a Das Yachid on this, Mamash Das Yachid. But if you look in the Rambam, in the ninth paragraph of Yisodei Torah, which everyone should have, Rambam, Yisodei Torah, and the Perish Mishnayis. So the Rambam in the ninth paragraph of Yisodei Torah, the pages aren't really flipping, I just don't hear that. I'm not getting the feedback over here. In the ninth paragraph of Yisodei Torah, in the first halacha, the Rambam says, Davar baro mufurash batorah shehi mitzvah omedes la'olam, ula'ol me'olamim, ein lo shina v'la giron v'lo tosefes. So Torah is nitzchi. A Torah is a Torah chasuma, not chasuma nitna, just it's chasuma at a certain point. It's sealed off, meaning there's nothing that's going to be added. There's nothing that's going to be subtracted. So there, the Rambam tells us about the mitzvah, the mitzvos of Baal Tosif and Baal Tigra. He quotes a few psukim that line up with this fact that Torah is nitzchi. V'netmar, he says, lo bashamayimi. And it says in Shteit and Pasuk, lo bashamayim. It's not bashamayim. Halamarta shein navi rishay lechadish b'davar me'ata Moshe. Right, navi. So you see from there that you can't have someone, even a navi, come and be mechadish some halacha. You read halacha beis. The Rambam asks, so then what's the point of Nevi'im? They can't say any chidushim. That's like having a magid shir who's just going to read the Dvar Yaakov to you. What's the point? So he says, yeah, that's what a navi is. A navi is there to be mazir on Divrei Torah. The navi is there to tell you the raid, to make sure that you keep the Divrei Torah. Okay, there are also Horal Shah, the Rambam talks about, meaning there are instances where a navi gets to say chidushim, but by and large, his role is really just to be the mashgiach, shrying about the same thing every week. Halacha dalet says the Rambam v'chein. Im akar davar midvarim shalamadim piyashmua o sham midin din Torah. So it's not only applicable. The Rambam told us this already. It's applicable not only in Torah v'shechsav, Torah v'alpeh. Shehashem tzivolo shadin kachu. Even if the Navi will say Hashem charged me, taught me that this is the halacha. V'halacha kedivrei ploni. Or if the Navi shall say, I heard from Hashem, b'shem Hashem, he says, halacha kedivrei ploni, we paskin like such and such. Hariz a Navi sheker v'yechanik. Such a Navi is a Navi sheker v'yechanik, for the same reason I said in halacha aleph, he's going against divrei Torah. So it's mevuah in the Rambam that the Rambam didn't have either of the terutzim of Tosus. Meaning within nevuah, he says, you can't have a Navi paskin a shayla. You can't have a Navi say halacha kedivrei ploni. You can't have a Navi say, here's the din, Hashem told me so. And all of that seems to be based in Halacha Aleph on Lo Bashamayim, which is the pasuk that we came off of from the Gemara Bab Metzia. So he certainly doesn't hold that the reason in Bab Metzia was exceptional because it was Mishum Kvodo Shor Blazer. And even the chiluk of Hachra Min Hashamayim Kedivrei Harov versus Hachra Min Hashamayim Kenegad Harov, the Rambam doesn't have any chilukim over here. He just thinks it's pashat aser. It's pashat impossible to have a navi paskin a shayla. So the Kesed of Mishnah is ma'or about this, and he's bothered because he basically asks Taisus Kasha and our Rambam. He's bothered because what do you mean? That fits in the Gemara Bav Metzia, also fits in the Gemara in Temura. I forget the daf, maybe Tes Zayin or so, but it doesn't fit with the Gemara in the beginning of Yavamas where we do paskin like a baskel. So there's a Sefer Lechem Yehuda commentary on the Rambam. So he suggests that maybe there's a distinction. I would have thought the exact opposite, but he suggests maybe there's a distinction between a baskel and a navi. That the Rambam is saying, no, a navi can't paskin a shayla, but a baskel taka can paskin a shayla. So the Rambam agrees to Taisvis, one of the answers. I guess I don't really know which answer, but he agrees to one of the answers that but a baskel can be'etzem paskin a shayla, which is why the Gemara Nivamas is no problem whatsoever. The Gemara in Erevin, the Gemara Nivamas, no problem. The baskel paskin like Beisilah, it's all good. Elamai says the Rambam, but that's only true by a baskel, by a navi. Ooh, navi's worse. Why? I don't know. There's extra yisurim, or by a navi, maybe you would say I would have thought navi's more direct, but maybe a baskel, it's an echo of the Ribono Shalom Kiviyachol. Mashenkin a navi, which is that repetition. There's a second kli. It's a kli shlishi as opposed to kli sheni. I don't really know what the chiluk would have been, but that's what the Lechem Yehuda would suggest. I would have thought a more direct is a nevuah than a baskel, but he says a baskel somehow is more powerful. Maybe that's the chiluk for the Rambam. However, that's not the answer that was raised on. Rav Twersky quotes many times. I've heard it from him many times. The answer of the Or Sameach. It's a dakis dik and it's teeth. But it's worth it trying to explain and maybe make a ha'ara. So the Or Sameach, the Abu Lutz HaMelech, by the way, the uncle of the Rav, was busy with this as well. I just wanted to make sure we mentioned the Rav. He was busy with this as well. He has a very long essay about this. And in the middle of that essay, he says, V'hine yatza ata l'or sefer Or Sameach. So the Or Sameach just came out. The Ra'isi, and he says what the Or Sameach says, and he says, V'hu davar chadash v'tzarech rayos. He says, a very big chiddush what the Or Sameach we're about to learn says, and it needs proofs, it needs rayos. So, the Or Sameach suggests the following. The Or Sameach says, maybe we'll read some of the words, but then we'll come back to it in English. The Or Sameach says, Kishechakru eich likvoa ha'alacha kedivrei mi. When there was a machlokas, there was a discussion, there was a contemplation, they were deliberating, like whom should the halacha accord? Who should we follow? Halacha lemaisa. Yatzas baskol ba'amra. A baskol came out above Messiah and said, or really in Yivamos, halacha ki beis Hillel, or in Bav Metziah, halacha ki Rabbi Elazar b'chol makom. Mishum sha baskol ne'mar al ha'adam v'lo al guf davar ha'alacha bepratis. V'lo al tanuro shel achnai bipratas. Shezeh shel adam ro'i lekvoa halacha kamoso, ein zeh mofes prati shekivein leha emes bidvar ploni. Rak bichlalas bichol makom, ro'i lifso kirav neged shmul b'yisurei chiyotzibo. So says the Or Sameach, what the baskel was saying, we mixed it up. The baskel is not saying, there's a machlokas beis Shammai, beis Hillel, again, we're making this up, about Should you dafka sit for Kriya Shema, or could you even say it standing? And the Baskel comes out and says, Beis Hillel is correct, you don't need a dafka sit. That's not what happens when the Baskel comes out. The Baskel doesn't say that Beis Hillel is correct, that Saros Erva are Asuros. The Baskel doesn't come out and say, Tanur Shalach Nai, the Din is such. No, the Baskel doesn't talk about the Halacha. The Baskel talks about the Gavra, talks about the people. So the Baskel comes Min HaShemayim and says, you should know there's machleksis between Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel are taka greisa poskim. You can follow Beis Hillel. You should follow Beis Hillel. Bechol makom. Which halacha? We're not talking about a particular halacha. We're not talking about guf halacha. We're not talking about tochen anyanim. We're saying Beis Hillel are the right the type of posik that you should be following. That's the camp you should always find yourself in. That's what the Baskel comes and says. And if the Baskel would say Tanur Shalachnai is X or Y, if the Baskel would say sit or stand for Kriya Shema, if the Baskel would say Tsaras Elva are Paturos or not Paturos, that would taka be an issue of Loba Shemayimi. But it's not an issue of Loba Shemayimi if the Baskel just comes and says about a Gavra. It just can't talk about a Halacha, but it could talk about people. Uvizeh, says the Arsameach, Palog Rabbi Yeshua V'amar Ein Mashgichin, the Baskel. That's where Rabbi Yeshua comes and says, no, you can't paskin like a Baskel. Avalach Ria al Halacha Pratis. Lemor halacha keploni? Al ze nemar lo bashamayimi. So the Baskel is not taking a stand on whether Beis Hillel understood a particular sugya correctly, whether their pshat and pasuk is correct, whether the application is correct. The Baskel doesn't care about the halacha. The Baskel cares about the gavra. The Baskel is saying Beis Hillel is the posik. Beis Hillel is the posik ador. I don't know when Shach appointed Aaron Leib Steinman as the next gadol dor, and they had the whatever, I don't know what the ceremony was, but he appointed him. He didn't take a chrayas for every decision that Aaron Leib was going to make for the rest of his life. He may have stood behind it because he thinks the gavra is a gavra rabba, but he said this gavra is roy to be man in Klal Yisrael. He didn't say that whatever he's going to say next Tuesday is correct, or whatever he said last Tuesday is correct. He said overall his gavra is a gavra rabba manik Yisrael. So the Baskel comes and says Beis Hillel are a roy list machalein and adraba, you have to list machalein. But I'm not commenting on Hilchos Yivamas. I'm not commenting on Hilchos Kriyashma. I'm not commenting on any halacha at all, because that would be a violation of Lo Bashamayimi. That's the vart of Meir Simcha, was that it took me, I can say honestly, I waited 10 years to say this. It took me 10 years to understand this Arsameach. I've always wanted to say something like that. You know, it took me 40 years to understand. Nothing's taken me 40 years to understand yet. I must be really smart. But it took me 10 years to understand, so I think I understand it now. Did I give it over in a way that you understood it? That's gaiva, because it took me 10 years.
Everyone agrees that, well, the Shemani, because there's machleik, is about Mashgich and Baskel the follows.
Yes. Right. Exactly. Meaning Rabbi Yeshua, exactly.
If a male is going to affect a lot of people,
that's different. It's not right. It's going to affect. It's not going to affect halacha. It's going to affect hanaga. It tells you how you should paskin. It doesn't tell you who's correct about any gufo shel halacha. Nobody says a navi doesn't have power. Nobody says a navi's not important. Nobody says a baskel isn't important. That's what the Arsameach is telling us. It's just that it can't tell you a pshat and pasuk. I think you'll see a little depth this soon, but it can't tell you pshat and pasuk. Can't tell you pshat and sugya. Can't tell you which side of the chakira is correct. But it can tell you, follow this posuk. He's a gavra rabba. But that's definitely part of the hang up and understanding it. But I think it'll settle in a decade. But we'll come to another. That's important. That's important.
That's dealing with a different type of
baskel. Yeah, that's what Arsameach suggests. I mean, again, uvizet palag Rabbi Yeshua v'amar in mashgich baskel pratis lemar alacha kloni al zeh nemar lo bashamayim, according to everyone, right? Rabbi Yeshua holds you can't even listen to a baskel about the gavra. Rabbi Yeshua holds in mashgich baskel at all, which is why he's consistent in yivamos, which is the Arsameach is saying for sure about the gavra. Everyone's going to agree it can't pask in halacha. The Rambam can either say that the case in Bava Metzia was about the halacha for some reason, or he could say enachanami and give an answer of Tosas. We don't need to know the answer. We just need to know why it's not it's not a problem with the Gemara Nibamas. So Rav Twersky at different junctures made two very very fascinating haaros over here that are, I don't really have a better word than fascinating, geshmak. They're very geshmak. So the Gemara in Erevin on Gimel tells us the story of this baskel. Yatza baskel and said, halacha gebeis hillel. So there the Gemara doesn't stop there. It's interesting. The Gemara says that the baskel came out and said, halacha gebeis hillel. And the Gemara says, my taima. Why do we follow beis hillel? So it's just interesting to note. What do you mean, why do we follow beis hillel? We follow beis hillel because the baskel said to follow beis hillel. So apparently this my taima is a perish on the baskel. Why did the baskel come out and say, halacha gebeis hillel? Gemara answers, shenokhin va'aluvin hayu. Vishonim divrayim v'divrei beis shamai v'lo od alash makdim divrei beis shamai l'divrayim. They were really good guys. They were just really good guys. Which apparently not only works for when you're answering a call about a shidduch, it also works for who we should paskin like. He's a really, really good guy. They were really, really yasher. So yesh la'ayin. How come when we open the shach klali apsak? How come when we learn the Ramah in, what is it, Simen Chafei in Chushmish? I forget, in Chushmish, Simen Chafei. How come we don't find any sif in the Shulchan Aruch or any sif cut in the shach that says when you have a machlokes, let's say it's Rav Shechter versus I'm only picking Rav Shechter because we know which side he's on. It's him versus some I don't know, whatever. I don't have a good example of someone else. Some big Baal Gaiva. So they're both very smart. They both have a big yeshiva. They both have, I don't know, whatever, you know, some different opinion on something, and they're both entitled to an opinion. But Rav Shechter is Noach the Olive. He's always makdim, you know, Divrei Beis Shami, Divrei Beis Hillel. He's so modest. He's such a good guy, Rav Shechter. So we should pass him like him. That should be a klal apsak, no? Didn't the baskel tell us that? The klal apsak over here is that we go like the person who's Noach the Olive, who's makdim Divrei Chavero to his dvarim. So why don't we have that klal apsak? Why don't we use that elsewhere? So Rav Shechter said, no, that's the pshat. If you hold like the Ur Sameach, the baskel couldn't say that. The baskel wasn't commenting on halacha. It couldn't comment on achra. It couldn't comment on how we pass in shailas. It told us the gavra, beis hillel, is worth being somechan. And that can't have application elsewhere because that would necessarily mean that it wasn't talking about the adam, it was talking about everything else. You might make implications based on that, that you should follow people who are noach ba'alav. That's not what the baskel was saying. The baskel was saying beis hillel should be followed. Similar, the Gemara in Sanhedrin Daf Dalet we did last year has Rabbi Yochanan who collects, I forget how many, five Tanayim, who all say Yesh Eim LeMikra. Yesh Eim LeMikra. So among those Tanayim is Beis Shammai. Right? Beis Shammai is one of the Tanayim in that list. So we know Beis Hillel holds Yesh Eim LeMasoras. So I don't understand. You have a Amora who's making a list of Yesh Eim LeMikras. Beis Shammai is on the list. We know Beis Hillel holds the other way. How are there other Tanayim after Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel who paskin like Beis Shammai? How are there Amoraim who hold of the possibility that Yesh Eim LeMasoras, Yesh Eim LeMikra, which is like Beis Shammai, not like Beis Hillel. How's that possible? We know a baskel came out and said we have to follow Beis Hillel. What are you talking about? So the answer is no. Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai had a machlokas about some inyan. And the machlokas was mevusas on the lumdus of Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMasoras. The baskel came and said, paskin like Beis Hillel. Paskin like Beis Hillel. But the baskel didn't say how we hold about Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMasoras. The baskel said, anytime you have Beis Shammai versus Beis Hillel, here's going to be the anhaga. What about Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMasoras? I don't know. Maybe Beis Shammai is right in Kol Torah Kula. Maybe not. Maybe Beis Shammai is right in Kol Torah Kula. Yesh Eim LeMikra. LMI, we hold like Beis Hillel. Why? There's another factor. Oh, or whatever. The baskel says that they're good people and we pass on them with a stalemate. Whatever. But you could have a Tana who disagrees fundamentally with Beis Shammai and still paskins like Beis Hillel. Why? Because as long as you're not being nohig against Beis Shammai, the baskel didn't tell you Beis Hillel was correct. The baskel just told you that you have to follow Beis Hillel in those machlokes, but the lamdus that's behind the machlokes has nothing to do with the baskel that came out. So like the Ur Sameach, those two haros are very very good. Correct. Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMasoras is the chakira. It's the lamdas. So in that they were having a little machlokas about some halacha, and behind that machlokas was Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMasoras. We're told follow Beis Hillel, so we follow Beis Hillel on that halacha for sure. But I don't know who's right about Yesh Eim LeMikra, Yesh Eim LeMasoras. When that has application in a million other sugyas, I could still assume Yesh Eim LeMikra.
You're not saying the chilek is what's right, Papi Shnaya versus have to be noah halacha l'maisa. You're not saying that.
Right? No.
You're saying the klalus normally how we're knowing as opposed to some...
As opposed to wrong or right. It's not about wrong or right. It's not right, klavish mai, or wrong. There's nothing wrong or right over here. It's just this is what you do. Okay, sit on it. And we'll talk at your kids' bar mitzvahs. See if you understood it. So a not finished thought now. What comes out, Lefi the Rambam, it's clear that it's usher to be machriya halacha based on a paschal or based on a navi. That's clear. Elamai might be more okay. Like this, so the stakes are high. Amita shel Torah is high stakes. The stakes may be higher than we even imagine. If you look in the Yesod HaTshi'i, the ninth Iker Emuna of the Rambam, Stam writes via Yesod HaTshi'i Habitel. I'm reading from the Korach I typed it. Vehu Shetoras Moshe Hazos Lo Tizbatel Velo Tavo Torah Me'es Hashem Zulasa Zos HaTorah Lo Itayim Luchlefes. Velosia ba tosefes, velo yigara mimena. There will be no additions, there will be no detractions, subtractions. Lo b'chasa velo b'feirish, not in the Torah shebichsav, not in the Torah shebalpeh. Amar lo tosef ala velo sigra mimenu. Like the Pasuk says, ba tosef ba tigra. Then the Rambam says this. Ukvar bi'arnu es haroi levair, b'yesod hazeh. This yesod of Zos HaTorah le'itayim l'chlefes, I already explained it b'hakdamas hachibur hazeh. In the Hagdama to the Parish of Mishnayis, which you all have in front of you. So what's he being Metzayin? What's he being Meramis to? Well, I already spelled this out in the Hagdama to the Parish of Mishnayis. So let's read together. The Ein Chiluk, says the Rambam in the Hagdama to the Parish of Mishnayis, Ve'ein Chiluk, Ve'ein She Yosef V'Yigareya Beksuvim, O She Yosef V'Yigareya BePerish HaMekubal. No difference if it's Baal Taisif and Baal Tigra, and Taisif B'Chsav, Taisif Baal Peh, O Yeshane B'Kabbalah Eze Shinu Sheyihyeh, or you make any sort of change, any shinui in the Torah, it's all going to be a problem. It's all going to be aser. V'yiches zos l'nevua v'yomar she'Hashem amarli. Even should a person say, no, Hashem amarli that we should add another mitzvah. Hashem amarli that we should only have 612 mitzvahs rachman al-islan. Even so, it'll be about tos and about tigra. Hare zeh gam kein yumas bechenek l'fishu navi sheker. V'ein mashkichin gam bezeh al os omofes. Sh'hare navi asher hifli es kol ha'olam b'mofsav. Even if he surprised the whole world with his magic tricks. V'hichter Hashem b'lvavenu. And he really inspired the Velt to come closer to Hashem. Es hitzad, es hatztak aso, v'hayamuna bo. Kemo shevtiach yis'ale b'amro gam b'chay aminu l'olam. Kvar higid lanu b'shem Hashem. No matter how good a navi he was, if he tries to add a mitzvah, it's obvious that he is, at least at this point, maybe he started on the derech. We spoke about this, we must have spoken about this in the famous Chabur about Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, Nevua Tova Eino Chazeres, that even though he was a Gevaldiga, he was a Gadol Ador, but still, you can't be fearful, you can't be scared of him, you gotta kill him. V'hu amaru yis'ale, says the Rambam, where is the pasuk for this? Lo bashamayim hi. Lo bashamayim hi lemor miyalalanu hashamayim, etc. Viziranu gamkein milahosef aleim milagro mehem v'amr latosef ala v'lo sigur menu v'alkein amru aleim shalom ein navi reshai lechadish davar mehata. So l'chor it's mevuar here in the Rambam that this inyan of lo bashamayim hi is nichlal in the ikar of Zos HaTorah, Lo Tei Mukhlefes. First of all, because Minei Uvei, when you read the Rambam in Hagam Perish Mishnayis, there's no chilukim, it's one flow. You can't be Mosif, you can't be Megareya, you can't even do it as a Navi, that's a violation of Lo Bashamayim, which is a violation of Baal Tosef. It's all the same Parsha. The Ode, the Rambam writes, and this is a diuk, but the Rambam writes that there's a Yesod Hachi of Lo Tei Ba Tosefes, Lo Yigar Mena, Zos HaTorah, Lo Tei Mukhlefes, Ukvar Bi'arno Zaroi Levar, Yesod Hazeh. This yesod, I was already mavar. I already explained this yesod. Not a tangential point, not a related idea, not a smichas. This yesod, I explained the Hagdama to the Chibur. What was the Hagdama to the Chibur? We just read it. And that included a Navi being mechadish davar. So this inyan of lo bashamayim is apparently caught up, it's tied up in the ninth Ikra Emun of the Rambam. In which case, we understand the implication, right? If you don't hold like the Rambam, and you hold that you're allowed to listen to a Paschal or a Navi, to Paschal and a Shaila, and you're Rov Rishonim, so the Rambam wouldn't drink non-Mavushal wine that you touch. Right? So the stakes are pretty high. And the emesis is not just a diak. If it was just a diak, it wouldn't be so significant. but it's a svara. Because think about it. Beis Shammai say, B'shach b'chavu k'mecha, you have to sit down for Kriya Shema. You can't lay in Kriya Shema in a standing position. Beis Hillel say, no, what do they say? U'lech l'va derech, you know, outweighs that. So, comes up, so we don't know, we don't know. Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they're both such good guys. One's so sharp, one's so nice. One is the rove. I don't know how to decide. So Beis Hillel comes and says, follow Beis Hillel. So, without the Or Sameach, if the Baskel comes and says, follow Beis Hillel, the Baskel is saying that the Pshat in B'lech L'Baderech, the Pshat in Shach L'Gumecha, is correct. Meaning a Navi or a Baskel is coming and saying, here's a Perish HaMakubal, here's a new Perish HaMakubal, here's a new Din, here's a new Halacha, a brand new Perish in the Torah Sheba'al Peh, or a brand new Perish in the Torah Sheba'al. So, even though he didn't technically, the Navi didn't come and say, not only should you lay in Kriya Shema twice a day, there's another mitzvah that you should also lay in, I don't know, Parshas HaKetores from a klaf every day as well. That's also a mitzvah, Daraisa, says the Navi. So that's Avada, that's Baal Tosef. The Navi is kind of Navi Sheker. He's coming and saying there's a new mitzvah in the Torah. But here is an innocent guy. He's just saying, I think Beis Hillel are correct in their Pshat and Pasuk. Yeah, but you're adding a Pshat to the Torah. You're adding a Perish and Mekubal. You're adding a Pshat in Torah Shebechsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. So that's also Safa. So in Svara, it makes sense to say this is part of the Ikari Emunah. Lo Bashamayim, he would be a violation of being Mosif to Divrei Torah. We only have Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, it's a stalemate, and you came and said a Shtikl Torah in the Psukim or in the Torah Shebaal Peh. That's Avad, that's Vaiter Baal Tosef. So on the Diuk, I spoke to Rav Tversky a little bit about this yesterday. So on the Diuk, Rav Tversky initially appreciated the Diuk. And then this was, let's say, a 20-minute conversation. So the first 6 minutes, he appreciated the diuk. Then it became a subtle diuk. And by the end, it wasn't a diuk. But the svara was a svara nitzachas. The svara he heard. And the chor, it's a winning svara. Meaning that it should be included in the Ikari Emunah. Even if you don't have a diuk, which you may not. And even if you don't think that the Hakdamah to the Bereshit Mishnayos carries over to the Yugim Leikrim, which it probably does. In Svara, it's correct. So, okay, does it stare you if the Balei HaTosfos and 20 other Rishonim are kofrim according to the Rambam? I don't know. It's happened before. It'll happen again, right? I'm saying there were some Balei HaTosfos that held either that Yitachin Lomar or that they held that there's a possibility of Hakshama, that a Kadosh Baruch Hu could somehow have some physical features. How many of these Rishonim really existed? How many of them actually held it or just entertained the possibility? Okay, I'm not even going to give you the Mar Makomas for it, but how many even Yavin? But so it's happened before, it'll happen again. But it's a little bit harder here because didn't Rebbe Lezer call for a Baskol on his Halachic Shaila? So Nicha, you want to say that, you know, we don't pass him like the Baskel, and therefore Belezer was a waste of energy. Okay, I hear that. So what are you rallying the Shemaim if it's a waste of energy? But what are you, being a kofer is a harder question to answer on a Tana, no? So it could be that's not Akasha. It could be that Rebbe Lezer didn't hold that the Baskel was allowed to pass in the Shai. He held that was definitely Kfira. Definitely Kfira, like the Rambam says, for sure. LMI. He was trying not to pass in the Shaila based on the Baskel, but he was trying to prove his Shita. Smuchim lechach, that I'm correct, is the Baskel. It's hard, especially once you know the Or Sameach, but without the Or Sameach, I don't know, maybe if it's smuchim lechach as opposed to paskening, or more possibly, is he wasn't trying to do either of the things. If you and I were sitting in a room and we started our, let's say Rabbi Per and I were learning together and I started saying pshats one way, he started saying pshats another way. Now, if I knew I'd pair for long enough, I wouldn't argue. I would just say, yeah, that's what I meant. But let's say I didn't know. I didn't know yet that he's obviously going to be right. So we're arguing, and I want to impress upon him that he should reconsider his opinion. So I say, the min hashamayim yochichu, they should prove from shamayim that I'm correct. Or since I don't have that kind of koach, I pull a gun on him. Whatever. I find some way to scare him. Now, my gun didn't pask in the shayla when I point my gun at him. The baskel didn't pask in the shayla. But what it is, he hears the baskel min hashamayim, and he shudders, and he's scared, and he says, you know what, Let's learn this again. Mashal Ma'adar Adam, the smack writes in the Hagdamah to his Sefer Mitzvahs that he's going to quote for us, the mitzvah of the Isser Gaiva, that a person can't be mizgah, he's going to count that as an iser daraisa. So he says, I know it's a little strange, but I wasn't planning on counting it. Then I went to sleep one night. He went to sleep one night, and he had a dream. And the dream, I don't know, Malach came to him. I forgot what it was. I don't know, but something came to him in the dream that really he should bring the mitzvah of don't be a balgaiva in his sefer Mrs. Katan. Maybe A.B. Rottenberg came and told him in Asid that you're going to have a whole song devoted to you in the Marvelous Midos Machine. Hey there, Mr. Gaiva. Whatever. Either way, he woke up and thought that it was that wasn't funny. It doesn't have to be funny. That's not the point. It's just getting your attention. So he came out of the dream and he woke up and he said, you're right. I looked into the sugya. I found the Gemara in Sota Mefurish that says it's a pasuk, and I quoted it as a mitzvah daraisa. Lo b'shamayim hi? No. In Shamayim, they revealed to him that I should reconsider. He woke up, he learned the sugya good, and then he realized this is the psak halacha I should have come to all along. He relearned the sugya because he was scared, min Shamayim. So if I scared a pair of my gun, or if Rabbi Elazar scared the chachamim with the baskol, so they would reconsider. That's what he was hoping for, but he didn't hold of a baskol passing a shayla. So maybe Rabbi Elazar liked the Rambam. There's a shtickle kfir here, but Rabbi Elazar didn't hold of that chas v'shalom. Rabbi Elazar was just trying to prove his point by means of, coercion or frightening the people. So, I don't know. So, again, maybe a diuk and definitely a svara that that's what the Rambam thinks. But there's a diuk the other way in the Rambam as well. And this we're not going to come to a conclusion on, but it's worth it. It's a tight read in the Rambam, at least. If you look back at the Rambam in Halacha in Perek Tes of Yisodei Torah, so the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, we read before, writes, Davar baru mefurish betorah shehi mitzvah omedes la'olam, there's a nitzchis ha-Torah. V'nemar lo ba'shamayim hi ha'lamadata shein navi reshai l'chadish davar me'ata, as we quoted before. Only then, three halachas later, in halacha dalid, does the Rambam come back and say, v'chein, if the Navi says, she'ashem tziva lo, she'adin kachu, v'halacha k'dibri ploni, then we, harizah Navi sheker, etc., he violates what we spoke of before. So interesting, no? Why didn't he put that into halacha aleph? Halacha aleph was the ikur yesod over here. It was the place where he wrote about Baal Tosef. It was the place where he wrote about Nitzchis HaTorah, Zos HaTorah, Lotei Mechlefes. It was the place where the Rambam quoted the pasuk of Lo Bashamayimi and the words, Ein Navi Rasha L'Chadish Davar. The Rambam wrote all that in Halacha Aleph. But even so, he only mentions the idea of adding mitzvos and subtracting mitzvos, but he never, until Halacha Dalet, mentions the idea of Hachra'a, of Ho-Ra'a. The Rambam doesn't mention that, only Hosafa, V'Chidish, V'Shinoi in Halacha Aleph. So is it possible, and this is Ratorsky definitely tipped me off to this, is it possible that Halacha Aleph, the Rambam, is setting up the Iker, the Yesod HaEmunah. That the Iker HaEmunah of the Iker HaTshi'i, the Iker HaEmunah of Iker HaTshi'i is Zos HaTorah Melech HaMechlefes. You can't be Mosif or Megareya from the Torah, from the mitzvos. That's the Iker HaTshi'i. And the Rambam spells that out for you in Halacha Aleph. And then something which is nageya, this, something which is loosely related, has the same characters, has the same character, right? It has all the same pieces, but it's not actually part of the Iker Yesod. It's just something which is related to the Yesod. And Halacha Dalet, he mentions, they shouldn't even paskin ashayla. They shouldn't even machri ashayla. That's already a machlokas halacha lemaisa. That they also shouldn't do. So the emes is that the Kesef Mishnah picks up on this. The Kesef Mishnah says this. The Kesef Mishnah says, Umi Dvarav, he says, Midvarav Shal Rambam, Umi Dvarav Berosh HaPerek, Nira Didavke Kishebal LeHosif OleGrao OleShanus, Harizen Navi Sheker. He says, from the beginning of the Perek over here, it sounds in the Rambam like it's specifically if you add or subtract or change the Torah, you're over on this Isser. But only then in Halacha Dalet does he say that if you say Halacha Kaploni, is it a Navi Sheker? So he gives the teretz. He says, "V'nirli deberosha parak lo neskavin el lahotzi miliban shal balei hakitos asher k'tasam omrim shabal lahosav k'tasam omrim shabal lagrawa uleshanos lefi she'ein atorah nitzchis uvesofa parak amar hadin nofel b'misnabi shalach gedaver ploni." He says the first halacha was to try to be motzi miliban shal mechad shehadas Christians, Arabs who try to make a new religion by saying the Torah has more things, the Torah has less things, the Torah is different. That's what he was trying to address in the beginning. Only in Halacha Dalet he was talking about even within the Jewish people. So there's this issue that a Navi shouldn't paskin a Shaila. But it's not the Iker. It's not the Yesod he was talking about in Halacha Aleph. He's not talking about Ikar Emunah, the Kesef Mishnah, but it's the same Diuk, that there's separate classes over here of what the Rambam is referring to. If that's the pshat, maybe it is. If that's the pshat, so then why do Chazal have, and why does the Rambam bring two separate psukim? There's a pasuk of Lo Bashamayimi, and then there's a pasuk that the Gemara in Megillah quotes, the Gemara in Shabbos quotes, the Gemara elsewhere quotes, of what's called, of Eila HaMitzos, Mikan She'ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar Me'ata. Now, I thought always that Ein Navi Rashai L'Chadish Davar Me'ata, and also Lo Bashamayimi. Not only can't a Navi be Mechadish a Mitzvah, but a Navi can't even pass in a Shaila. Lo Bashamayimi, even in the cases of Nun Tes, which quotes Lo Bashamayimi, even in the case of Yivamus Yudalad, Lo Bashamayimi. It's two different drashas. And the Rambam quotes both of them in Halacha Aleph. The Rambam quotes both of them. So I thought until now that the Rambam is saying there's two things that can't happen. Lo Bashamayimi, Hachra, and also a Navi Rasha, Lechadish Davar Me'ata. So why does he have both of those things if he only has one din in Halacha Aleph? And if there's two separate dinim, separate them. So El Mai, this is, again, Dakis Digdiak, but try to pay attention here. I think this is potentially a very Gishmak starter. Look back at the Rambam Perish Mishnayis, I'll read it out loud. Kvar higid lanu b'shem Hashem shlo tavu meis Hashem Torah zulazo. There's not going to be another Torah, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'hu amaru yisala, that's what the Pasuk says. Lo bashamayimi. Lo bashamayimi. Then the Rambam continues and says, V'al kain amru alayah mashalom. Because of that Pasuk of lo bashamayimi, that rule, that it can't come from the heavens, amru alayah mashalom, meaning Chazal say, Ein Navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Do you hear what just happened there? The Rambam doesn't say there's two psukim. Lo Bashamayimi, which means you can't have a Hachra, and Eila HaMitzvos, which means Ein Navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Says the Rambam, since it says Lo Bashamayimi, Al Kain Ein Navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Sounds like there's one klal over here. Look in the first halacha and Parak Tes Nisod Torah. Says the Rambam, V'nemar Lo Bashamayimi, state in Pasuk Lo Bashamayimi, Hala Marita, this teaches you Ein Navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ata. The Rambam doesn't quote a drasha of Eila Mitzvos. The Rambam mixes those two drashos together. It sounds like the Rambam is giving us over here that there's one halacha. There's one Gzeres HaKasev. There's one din over here of Lo Bashamayimi. And that Lo Bashamayimi results in Ein Navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Are there subcategories? Can you use the pasuk of Lo Bashamayimi in Gemara and Bav Metzia and Nun Tes and say it's a baskol kan paskin ashayla? Absolutely, that's halacha dalid. But what's the ikar pasuk coming to tell you? Lo Bashamayimi mikan halamarta Ein Navi Rasha L'chadish Davar Me'ata. Halacha aleph in Yesodei Torah. The pasuk is teaching us that you can't be mechadish, you can't be meshani, you can't be mosif, you can't be migareya. That the pasuk is telling us. There's a separate din that's quoted in Halacha Dalet that maybe is not nageh to the Ikare Ha'emuna of Halacha Aleph, of Ikare Chi'i, that you also can't have a baskol, a navi, paskin, a shayla. But they're two separate and distinct dinim. And the Rambam's not quoting two psukim for one din. The Rambam's quoting one pasuk because I don't know if he had a different girsa or a different shita, but he understands there's one joint drush over here of Lo Bashamayimi, and therefore you can't be Mechadish Davar Me'ata. You hear the diuk? So, achrei kichlai sakol. So we still have a diuk kal at best in the Perish Mishnayis that the Rambam is saying, look at halak dama to the Perish Mishnayis to understand what my shita is in terms of this ikr. We have a svar nitzachas that supports that, tzarachin, because the diuk and the Rambam in Yisodei Torah and in Perish Mishnayis of separating them into two places and really only having one drasha of Lo Bashamayimi supports the possibility that this Hachra idea of Halacha Kaploni is not within the parameters of the Ikare Emunah of Ikar Chi. We have 1 minute, so let me just give you a Ma'amar Makom, but I don't have anything to do with it yet. If you look at the Minyan HaMitzvos HaKatzar at the very end when he talks about, you know, Purim and Chanukah, how it's not an issue of Baal Tosef. So I'll read you the words, and I really won't go over more than this. Just I want to read you the words so you have it. Kol elu amitzvos shenischachu chayev manu lekablam l'shamim shnemar lo sasim yikol davar keep the rabbanim's veinam tosef is al mitzvos Torah. It's not an issue of Baal Tosef. V'al ma is yira Torah lo tosef l'tigra. On what is said Baal Tosef and Baal Tigra shlo yeh navi reshai l'chadish davar. That a navi can't be mechadish something v'lo mershak HaKadosh Baruch Hu zivol b'mitzvosol. That you can't say Hashem commanded me lo sif al mitzvos Torah o lechaser achas me'elo hashesh me'os v'shloshos mitzvos. That is Baal Tosef. Aval, says the Rambam, but im hosifu based him in Navi, even if there's a Navi, sheyia b'osa zman, mitzvah, listen, derech takana, o derech hora'a, o derech gezera, ein zo tosefes, shari lo amru shakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos erev, o likros ha-megillah ba'onasa, vilu amru kein, hayu mosifin ala Torah. So Ram says, if you say it b'shem Hashem, that's an issue. If you say it derech takana, derech hara, derech gezera, vilo amar hakadosh baruch hu tziva lasos, then it's okay. So it's clear the Ram means derech takana, derech hara, derech gezera means that you say it as a derabanan, right? As a derabanan. But those words are meaningful too. Takana is a type of derabanan. Hora'a apparently is a type of derabanan, and gezera is a type of derabanan. And apparently, if you would have done it in these drachim, but said it b'shem Hashem, that would, yeah, have been the ikar of Baal Tosef, the regular, straight, you know, halacha alephic iser of Baal Tosef. So just, I don't know if there's a mashmaos here, I don't know. But I love if there's a mashmaos in the Lashonos here that tips the scales one way or the other. Could be it's nothing, but it could be it's a mar makom in the sugya. Okay, stop here.